Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian Jimmy Pardo and new baby talk. But first...
Dinos and Crofts, is that it?
Yeah.
See the nympho dancing in the window. I love to watch as she shakes her behind. I walk up and meet her on the doorstep. She kneels down and I suddenly find dirty knees make me feel the thing that she's going is not mine.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello, good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us. With us in the studio, Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News
Desk. Good morning.
Chick McGee across the way at Sports Control.
Good morning.
Bob at Master Control. This is Tom speaking, and joining us in the studio, he is a brand new dad.
Yeah. Yeah,
he is a veteran stand up comedian.
He just put the dad face on. Look
sure.
At
uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Veteran stand up comedian Jimmy Pardo.
Good morning.
Morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Great to
nice
see you.
Nice to see everybody again. Yes.
Well, let's get right to it.
Let's do it. Let's not waste
tell
any
us,
time.
Tell us about the little guy.
What do we got to know?
Well, I mean, obviously,
here's what
big news. Last time you were here, you were expecting a
girl,
a baby girl.
Yeah,
you've been married for quite a few years, and kind of you sort of surprised us. Hey, we're having a baby. It's
yeah.
great news. Expecting a girl, then we find out you've had a little boy.
Yeah, that was a hell of a shock. You know, we painted the room pink, and we got a bunch of dresses for the baby showers, and
wow.
you know, all the grandparents bought girls' clothing, and then sure enough, here it comes. My beautiful daughter's born with a penis. So that was.
But a nice, healthy baby, so you can...
Oh, yeah. But I immediately, of course, thought, you know, millions in tranny porn. And...
sure.
And then the doctor
millions.
Went, it's a boy. Don't ruin my dream, is what I yelled at the doctor. And he's a beautiful boy. It took us a couple days to find a name, and...
you settled on...
Oliver is his
Oliver,
name.
Oliver, yeah.
Love
and
it.
He is
great
the,
name.
Yep. You guys know that being parents, it's the greatest thing in the world.
Are you,
sure.
Are you calling him Oliver or Ollie? Or...
Oliver. We're going to call him Oliver.
Now, are you sticking to it?
Oliver is his name, sir.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Oliver.
Let me tell you something.
What?
Oh, God.
As a veteran dad.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
It's going to ruin your parade.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
Jimmy. Tom's going to have lots of advice.
You can call him whatever you want.
Well, your last piece of advice to me was to hire people to put together the crib and all that stuff. I don't have a syndicated radio program, so I'm going to have to find the screwdriver myself to do that.
You put together the crib on your own?
Yes, I did. My friend Pat Francis and I put it together.
Good for you.
We used what they call a screwdriver, Tom,
uh-huh.
and a wrench and a manual. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry. A manual. See, this is where you're ahead of Tom.
Yeah, he hires
Chick,
Manuel.
He won't, Chick is the... he won't read a manual.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I that joke almost got by. That's very funny.
Yeah, it was a good joke that
no
should not
manual,
have been stuffed
but I hired Manuel.
Yeah.
A Chickster, your yes, opinion Chick. About manuals and this sort of thing?
Manuals, instructions, and just another man's opinion. The
Thank
first
you.
Thing you do, you take that book, toss it out.
Yeah, that's good
then
advice.
Then go at it. Then you go out, you learn more about whatever you're building.
And then 14 hours later, you're on the internet looking for that manual online?
Possibly, mm-hmm. which is available at many,
you ever
many
been in a
fine sites.
Parking lot of a major mall in your relatively new car, rifling through the... owner's manual trying to say, figure out how to...
turn on the radio? Yeah.
Start the car?
Unlock it. There's all kinds of things. But you're good for you.
Yeah, we're thrilled to death, this little guy. I mean, it's weird being away.
Oliver.
Oliver, yeah. To answer your question, by the way, if his friends want to call him Ollie, I'm fine with that.
What happens is once they go to school, sometimes things are out of your control.
Yeah.
How about the Big O? Hey, Big O.
Hey, Big O.
That's all right. But Tom, they did follow...
It's Jimmy Pardo, son.
They followed your advice. They did not give their son a name that can be rhymed easily.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't
you get
the bad rhyme.
You know, Art the Fart, you know, stuff like that.
Oliver Bolliver. I mean, there's nothing with Oliver.
No.
It was
How about Oliver the Fart?
Doesn't rhyme. No. But still a bad nickname.
Mm-hmm. You didn't
That's a horrible nickname.
You didn't go with Jimmy Jr.
No, I'm Junior. It would
have
been Jimmy III, and we're not, not pretentious.
But you and your father, you
called him Trey.
Did you get along?
Or? Oh, yeah, my dad and I get along very well. It's my stepfather that took off and played games. Yeah, so he's playing a Parcheesi tour. What the hell?
Had Oliver been a girl, what was her name going to be?
It was going to be Lucy, of course, at one point. Uh-huh. And then when my mom named her cat Lucy, we had to scratch that from the list.
Right.
And then we went to Ruby.
Oh, and that's my dog's name.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We really want to name our daughter after pets.
I think
that's our goal.
I think she means that as a compliment.
Yeah.
By the way, Jimmy, my dog's name's Figsy.
Figsy was number 7 on the list. You're never going to believe that. Uh-huh. And then what was the other? Bella was the other choice. So it was Bella or Ruby, and we were going to wait till she came out.
Like a puppy? You have to see her first.
And then, Bella. Oh, she's a little Bella.
If she had a great big hat on, they were going to name her Bella.
Mm-hmm.
In honor of course, Bella Abzug.
Yes.
There you go. A little obscure. Sorry.
Just a little, though.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, Jimmy.
Yeah, so then here it's a boy. It changes the whole thing. And
so
sure.
I guess
you had to paint real quick.
Had to paint. Had to immediately...
go to the blue.
Yeah, had to paint. Go to a blue. My buddy Pat called up and said, we got to paint that room so that kid's not a queer. And so we painted the room. Mm-hmm. And but we still have the dresses. The kid's walking around like Jamie Farr, and he's loving the hell out of it.
How old's Oliver?
Uh-huh. He doesn't know.
He's 10 weeks old. Looks good in a dress.
Well, I thought he was born in May.
September 2.
Was it September?
Never forget, 9/2. Now we have the dilemma. Do we get him two gifts or just the one? You know, at 9/11.
I see.
we have Jimmy Pardo was our guest in the studio. Just to go back a second, I'm confused. Yeah. Who you were talking? Was it your stepfather then that had been married the multiple times?
No, that's my father. That's my father that's been married. So I don't want to tell you how many times, but if. Marriage weddings were sandwiches, his next one would be free. that's my dad.
Yeah.
And he loves when his friends from work tell him that joke. Hey, I heard your kid on Bob and Tom. A lot of marriages. He tries to keep it quiet. And I come on the biggest radio show in the country and discuss it.
But I didn't know you were a junior.
Yeah, I'm a junior. Jim Jr.
Double J.
Or as my grandma would call me, Jim Jim, because my dad's Jim and I'm Jim Jim. She's dead now.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I mean about nicknames.
Jim Jim's horrible.
You didn't like Jim Jim?
No. Jim Jim from Speed Racer. That's what it sounds like.
Well, mm-hmm. Guess what?
What's up?
I'm calling you Jim Jim.
Oh, is that right?
Tom, no, sweet. I'll call you Jimmy.
I call me Jimmy. That's my professional name from television, of course, basic cable.
You gotta be careful.
Is this your first big trip away from the baby?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I've actually been to a couple of other cities but it's, boy, it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful being away. I was in Babatama, Philly at Sioux Falls, South Dakota,
mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago, and then I come back. I'm gone for 4 days. Come back, the kid's talking.
Yeah.
I mean, you miss everything. Uh-huh. You know, he's running track. He's on the track team. We're thrilled with this kid.
Let me ask you. As you know, I have I have a little baby too. This is a picture of my mom, Sally, and my little baby Sally, who is 19 weeks old now.
I don't know.
Have you ever found yourself doing this? You ever find yourself doing things like you take your little phone and you text message. Just had huge poop. Good news. Because it's something you'd never think you would do, but if you...
Who do you send that to?
Is that about you or the baby?
By the way, P.S. P.S. The baby's still constipated.
Yeah.
No, but if you've ever...
P.S. Still waiting for the baby to move.
Pick to follow.
No, I send those. I send those to Chick.
Sure.
But you know what I mean. You've got a constipated baby. Someone hands the baby and goes, she hasn't had a poop in 3 days. Okay. But it's like big. You never thought you'd be doing stuff like that.
Hey,
but here you are.
I never did. I never. You know, I don't like talking about the bathroom or anything like that. And I was scared to death to change diapers. But now I can't wait. I actually can't wait. to change. Like my wife will say, "I'll go change them. I'll do it," and I run and I do it. I mm-hmm. love it, and it's you see my little smile
have,
down there.
We have a whole spiel when she changes diapers.
Wait, like a big like a horn section. What do you mean by spiel?
Spiel. She always goes, "This diaper and I, we're parting. We've had." It was nice while it lasted, but mm-hmm. it's over between me and you, diaper. Mm-hmm. And then we have a little chat.
That little heartbreaker.
Uh-huh. Evidently, you can imprint anal retention. I didn't know that.
Rock fire today.
I had no idea.
Well rested.
Fresh, ready to get
fresh on a Wednesday.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We've got a great guest in the studio. I had a really long day yesterday, and I didn't get home till pretty late. Then I remembered, hey, Jimmy Pardo's coming in tomorrow. Always cheers me up.
Always makes Chick happy, too. I like that.
Yeah. Always like
nice to hear. Now, that makes me feel good.
Well, good.
It should.
See, so it's full circle. Circle
Nothing
of life.
Makes Chick happy.
Circle
so
of life.
This is great.
Circle of, sing it with me. You don't have to.
Circle
of life.
Jimmy Pardo
your
is
Disney
a great stand-up
days are just
comedian.
Beginning,
yes.
Big boy.
Big boy. Thank you. How are you? Good morning.
Oh, by the way, I had that story confirmed that we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
What story?
Oh, no.
About the, speaking of Disney, about Disney World. And they were, remember I had read that story and there was some controversy about it, about the ride they're closing down?
No.
Yeah, the, what's it called? The It's a Small World
oh.
ride.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they, according
because
to
the
this,
boats can't hold the weight anymore.
Yeah, here
is
it is.
Right?
Yeah, here
is
it
that is. True?
Yeah, the Los Angeles Times reports California's Disneyland mm-hmm. is closing the It's a Small World ride for 10 months to renovate because the waterway boats that take people through have been getting stuck, bottoming out from the extra weight of today's larger passengers.
Wow.
So apparently the world is small, but you, not so much. they're saying to the passengers.
Did you see the other story out of Disneyland?
This is the only one I've got posted here.
What other
story? Pirates of the Caribbean. We've all been on it, right? Dead men tell no tales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Friday, workers at the Anaheim theme park spotted a guest on the ride sprinkling an unidentified substance into the water, prompting them to close the attraction and alert police. Anaheim police decided not to take a report because they lacked a good description of the female suspect, and the evidence was dumped into the water. But within hours of Friday's incident, apparently... it was the scattering of human ashes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's not really at sea, is it?
That was, no, it really isn't.
Well, that's lazy.
Yeah,
the ocean's right there.
Well, first of all, that might have been the deceased's favorite ride.
That's A.
Without written,
or it could have been a pirate.
Spread my ashes.
Without written permission.
At Pirates of the Caribbean.
He loved Johnny Depp. Loved him.
Without written permission, it's a misdemeanor violation of the state health and safety code to scatter human ashes on private property.
Scatter. Really? So my dream of having my ashes spread at the booby trap are out?
Yes, although
officials do
add.
The booby trap, of course, the legendary topless bar in Orlando, Florida. For those.
In the shape of boobs. Uh-huh. That's it.
Officials do add the ashes pose no health threat. So,
no, you know, you realize that this news story now is going to, this will be... this is going to catch on.
Apparently, mm-hmm. the park's haunted mansion has been the site of at least one previous ash scattering as well.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Who ratted on him?
I don't know.
Well, probably other people in the boat.
Yeah, you think it's anthrax. You don't want to think
you don't
that
know
risk.
What it is.
Oh, I never thought
And everybody
about
drinks the water there at the Pirates' Ride.
Absolutely.
So certainly you'd be afraid of something in the water.
Why do you think they make their snow cones?
I belong to a religion where we baptize ourselves.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They love Johnny Depp.
Me and Chick, we worship Johnny Depp.
Is that right? Denzel's my guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see why.
Here's an odd one.
You're really handsome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's an odd one. Have you heard about this? We've had all these weird monkey stories lately. We had the monkeys that killed the politician in India.
They're cloning monkeys now.
Monkeys on the island nation of Taiwan have been chewing coffee berries.
Boy, I bet they're up all night.
Spitting out the seeds, which are then brewed to make coffee.
Oh, this
that,
is like those cats. Those...
Yeah, remember we had the cats that pooped out the seeds and then they made a special coffee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it tastes like what you think it would.
I would imagine,
well, this time, they're
extremely...
the monkeys spit the seeds out and then they're made into this special... coffee.
And where's this at?
This is in Taiwan.
That's in Taiwan. And how many monkeys are there producing? How many beans an hour is what I want to know.
But they're also writing Shakespeare plays, Bob. If you give them enough typewriters, it's been proven time after time.
Sure.
Et tu Brute. I don't know. The monkey saliva thing.
Yeah, this exotic coffee bean stuff's got a little out of hand.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very uncomfortable. Let's get back to the action here with our guest comedian, Jimmy Pardo.
Good morning.
Brand new baby.
Papa.
Yeah, that's right.
Your beautiful wife, Danielle.
Yes.
How's she doing?
She's doing great. She's just looking phenomenal as well.
Yeah. She's breastfeeding full-time.
Breastfeeding full-time.
And so hands off the merchandise, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
And hitting the gym on a daily basis and looking great, you know, and cooking. Doing what ladies work, basically,
she's
what I'm trying to tell you, Bob.
Gym.
Ladies work.
Oh.
What's up? What happened? What happened?
In the kitchen where she's supposed
That's
to be?
That's exactly right, Bobby. Right?
No.
Guy works a hard day at work. You come home, you want a meal.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying.
And you don't want to smell it cooking.
You're damn right I don't. I want to prepare. Prepared and ready to go on the table when I walk into the house from my hard day of doing nothing all day long.
I was gonna say, what do you do?
Say, where
all
do you
day?
Go?
I go have lunch with my friends.
Uh-huh.
I will go to a dental appointment from time to time.
Uh-huh.
I will.
Aren't those every 6 months traditionally?
Traditionally, I just had a crazy implant thing that gave me no less than 19 canker sores.
Oh yeah, nice.
That I just got rid of, and then I come home and I got to have some non-acidic food that does not affect these canker sores.
Non-acidic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if that's a phrase or a word.
You know, I am.
So you're not eating any orange juice.
I am,
no orange juice.
I am also a canker sore sufferer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What do you recommend?
There's a vitamin
penicillin.
I call
that's
them
a different
canker
sort of
sores.
Chick's case. Yeah.
I call them canker sores. Other people call them syphilis.
Is it called Valtrex?
That's for herpes. Isn't
there's
it?
Like a vitamin.
Canker sores are is a form of herpes. A very small.
I've had a lysine.
It's not the kind you get from doing really cool stuff.
Right.
You know, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You get jabbed in the mouth.
Yeah.
Lysine.
Yeah, you recommend lysine.
One of the, you know about this.
Yeah, I use maybe I'm wrong. Battery acid?
Is that too much?
Is that too strong?
There's a powder called Vince that's very good.
What's it called? Vince?
Vince, very good.
Vince,
all right.
Like
topical.
Vince Edwards?
Uh-huh, yes, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Uh-huh. We have Jimmy Pardo as our guest.
Good morning.
The baby's doing great. That's good news. We should explain your wife is the daughter of someone famous.
Walter Koenig, yes, from Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. Star Trek.
And
is this his first grandchild?
This is his first grandchild.
Well, good for you. A star in your box, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
A boy.
Mm-hmm. And a boy, yeah, the whole thing. Had,
was there any talk about giving the kid a Star Trek name?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there was
no.
Tribble was very close to being his name.
The trouble with Tribble?
Yeah. Is that even a Star Trek thing, Tribble? Did I get that right?
No.
I think it is Tribble.
Yeah, it is.
Have you never watched the show?
No, I don't watch that, bro.
I've never watched it.
Isn't Denise Nicholas her mother?
What?
Denise Lieutenant Nicholas.
Who that? Who's that?
No, what's the Lieutenant of
Nichelle Uhuru? Nichols.
Nichelle Nichols, right.
Who's
that's her mom.
Denise Nichols, a girl you went to high school with.
No, that's she was on Room 222, actually.
With Karen Valentine. How are you?
That's exactly
okay,
right.
Nerd. Yeah, my...
Pardo just called you a nerd.
I know.
Well, anytime.
And he was right.
There was no talk about maybe the middle name, some kind of Star Trek
No, there was never
you
talk of that.
You can't do that to a kid. No.
Khan, how about Khan?
Yeah.
Khan Pardo.
Khan!
Wrath of Khan!
I just yell it out the window every time.
How about perhaps maybe Koenig for the middle name? Did you go with that?
No.
They went with Griffin.
No, went with Griffin.
Okay.
Oliver Griffin Pardo, a wonderful young man. No, well, it's Koenig.
Oh, sorry, whatever.
So if we went with Koenig, that would really confuse everybody in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't watch the show either.
And the thing about it is... Yeah. See, the in-laws know
what was the name of his character?
That Star Trek is strictly... A fake.
Okay. What was the name of his character? He was
his character was Chekhov. Anton Chekhov.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah. Anton's a great name.
Anton is a great
name. Wait, Anton Chekhov's a playwright. That's not his character's name.
He was Chekhov.
But he was Chekhov.
I don't know his character's name. Again, I don't watch the program.
So that's why you don't
get along. Cherry Orchard.
We get along just great.
Oh, sure.
He thinks I'm delightful.
Oh, yeah?
I'm funny and I'm sarcastic and...
Has he thought that from the very start?
Yeah, I think he liked me from the get-go.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wasn't muttering, who is this wise ass?
He doesn't have an accent. He's a professional actor. And I don't know what that accent was.
Uh-huh.
Chekhov on this show had an accent.
Yes, not that one.
It was a Russian accent.
Wasn't there an episode where Chekhov was kidnapped and sweat a lot? Wasn't
Again,
there?
How clear do I need to make this? Never watch the program. I've never seen a movie.
Sweating and screaming.
I watched Khan once because I had to do Khan for Movies at Our House back when I hosted that show. So I had to watch that one. And then he came on as a guest.
Oh, how's that going, Movies at Our
Oh, home? Jesus. It got canceled 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yikes.
Hey, you're up on it there, Chip.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Didn't watch that show either, did you?
Yeah.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.